So today, we'll take you inside another fire claim. What looks like a minor fire claim, but I'm going to tell you why, is probably worth five times as much as what the insurance company thinks it's worth. Let's get right into it in three, in two, in one. What's up, advocates? Welcome back to another episode of the Commercial Claim Show, on site at another claim, on site at another fire claim. We did another fire claim before too, didn't we? So we're here again. This one's a little bit smaller. The last fire claim I took you to was pretty devastating. It was in that little girl's room. If you remember from the previous fire that we had, four girls were in the room. Luckily, everybody got out, but it's completely trashed. We got an undisputed claim. Actually, we got an undisputed payment on that claim. So we'll be able to do maybe a part two. We'll go back. But we're obviously still battling out the value of the claim. This one looks much smaller. Only a kitchen fire. Not really too drastic. Thank God. Grease fire is what happened. But quite frankly, house is unlivable and there's a lot of personal property, as you can see around me here. And there is also, what was I going to say? Just other damage that you don't even know until you actually do some tests and get some experts out here. So we'll take you out in here so that you could take a look at what's going on here. And I'm basically going to explain to you the reason why you should hire a public adjuster and not file a claim on your own, because I'm going to be able to really think outside the box. And I'll tell you how I do that in 3, 2, 1. Anton, can you smell it? Mm-hmm. You can smell it. You don't see any damage, but you can smell it. Now, before we even get into it, you probably can't see, but all this is black. Just the way that the smoke went. You could just see some personal property, some kitchen appliances and contents and stuff. It's just here out in the middle. Obviously, there was a couch here and there was different things here, but it's all in storage now. We came into it like sort of in the process before the undisputed, but they still got a pack out company to pack everything out. Here's the culprit right here. It was a grease fire. There was a pan up here. It's either grease fires or electrical fires for the most part. I've had a few other ones that happen. I've had a propane tank that exploded, caused a fire, but usually what I notice, it's grease or it is electrical and it just toasted everything. Now, here's where I want to get to. When you come into this, so I'm going to tell you right now, the insurance company paid about $30,000, okay? And what they paid for was basically kitchen cabinets, cleaning floors, and painting walls. The problem that you have here is, although it looks like it's just here, I'm going to start with one thing here. What is it that glues the tile onto the floor and glues everything together? It's grout. Grout is a porous material. So when you have as much smoke as you had here, which you could tell you had a lot of smoke, and Anton will show you shots here of the ceiling, definitely the smoke came up here and it's got to be black, black, black smoke and just spreads throughout. Before I get into the grout, all the ceilings and all the walls are going to be affected just because of soot. Now, I don't have the little makeup removal material that I usually have here, because we're already well into this claim, but usually you can get that and you can really see where the soot is. But that's not the true way to do it. The true way to do it is to get like a hygienist out here, someone that specializes in like doing mold tests and stuff like that, so that we can see what kind of carcinogens and different things are going on here. So for one, the grout, it's a porous material. So if there was really that much smoke, smoke can be getting underneath the tile. And if it's underneath the tile, that may mean that the tile needs to go. Now, I'm not saying that needs to happen here, but what I'm telling you is that it's a possibility and it's something that we need to look out for. So what we do is we like to hire experts like my good friend, Chris Corville, IEC environmentalist. That guy, Chris, shout out to you, my friend. If you're looking for somebody to do a test like this, this is the person that you want to hire. So we have actually Chris on another claim, on that claim that we had in the girl's bedroom. And what he's going to be doing, and we've got someone else doing that here, is they're going to run tests and they're going to see, they're going to do a whole protocol of what needs to be done to properly clean the house. It's going to cost your client money. It could cost anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000. I'm not going to lie. But what's going to happen, guys, is you're going to get the results of what the proper cleaning needs to be. So it's not just replacement, especially in this case. If it's a full gut total loss, then it might not be necessary. But for the most part, if it's not a full gut, if it's something like this, you're going to want to get somebody out here to just give you the full value of what really needs to be done to be clean. They give you a protocol, you present it to the insurance company along with your build back estimate, and then that's what you get. So it's a really good way. Call Chris. We'll leave his contact information. It's a really good way to really inform the insurance company of what needs to be done, because they're going to do the minimum. And what they've done here is the minimum. A little bit of cleaning in the floors, they're replacing the cabinets, and they're painting the walls. You could see all the black soot. I mean, we're talking drywall replacement, we're talking texture, we're talking paint, detaching and resetting all of these ceiling structures, and so on and so forth. I'm going to take you upstairs real quick. Smoke rises, correct? So there's a second floor, and unfortunately, it's carpet flooring. That's going to have to be either deep cleaned or replaced as well. Insurance company didn't cover any of that stuff. So it adds up. There's really not much more actual damage to show you, but I really wanted to explain this is why you hire an expert like a public adjuster, because the public adjuster is already going to be aware of some of the extra things that need to be included. And also, luckily for me, I know a lot of good people in the industry, a lot of experts in the industry that are going to come out here and do the tests that I need to really get this claim and get this home back to where it needs to be.
I had been looking for an accountant for years, and I was unable to find anybody that I liked, that I worked with, and was able to do what I needed to be done to my taxes and to my accountant. Jeremy David at Noble Wealth has been a godsend to me, my family, and my company. We have saved so much money in taxes I can't even begin to describe, and he knows what he's doing. You need to call Jeremy at Noble Wealth and get yourself the right accountant, because he's the man who's going to help you save on taxes. Because ultimately, you don't want to be making money, especially if you're self-employed, and having it all go to the IRS. Call Jeremy, call Noble Wealth, and they will help you tremendously with the entire accounting process and your tax situation from A to Z.
And I will say this, it's not about maximizing the claim. Okay? Everybody hates that word, and I hate it too. It's frankly about making sure you put this home back to the way it was before. And the worst thing that you want is to settle this claim after, let's say, 6 months of fighting. They get the general contractor in here, starts building everything back, and it still smells like smoke. And they cannot get any more money from the insurance company. That's not what we want. We want to make sure that they get everything that they need, all of the dollar amount, all the testing done, absolutely everything before we settle this claim so that they could begin their build-out process. They could put this home back together and make it feel like nothing had occurred. Because that's what the insurance company owes. The insurance company specifically owes to put you back to your pre-loss condition. And guess what? There was no fire. So you want to be able to walk in here after the claim gets settled and after it gets rebuilt and look like it never even experienced any kind of fire damage whatsoever. We're also working on their ALE, right? So there's actually a house two houses down. They just told me that they have a realtor, that they have a realtor that it's up for sale, that they might just actually rent it out month to month. We'll get them a lease agreement. We think it's going to be about a 4 to 6 month process. So next week I will be requesting anywhere from 4 to 6 months of ALE up front so that they could go ahead and they could commit to a place like that. Sometimes you can do that. A lot of times it is incurred, but if we can get a general contractor, which we do have a general contractor out here, shout out to Brian Sodre, and to be really give us an idea of how long it's going to take to do the build back process. The only thing that we're really pending on is we're wondering what's going to happen with this tile, and we are wondering what's going to be happening. It's mainly the tile flooring and some and bathroom cabinets and stuff like that. It's just really whether or not it's going to be a full gut job or not. So that's why we're really running some tests to really confirm. So hopefully, again, we'll have a part two here and I'll let you know exactly what we got paid for. But the $30,000 ain't going to cut it. We're going to have to try to get a lot more. So we'll show you around. We'll show you around what we got going on. Hopefully, we got cool music going on in the background here, right, Anton? And then some more content, some more personal property. But you can see this is it almost looks like a vacant house now because they've had to everything's in storage. Everything's in storage at the moment.
Everybody needs an attorney on their side. So whether you're a public adjuster or contractor or anyone else in the insurance claims business, make sure that you have an attorney that you could rely on, that you can go to for questions whenever you need it. That guy for me for the last 12 years has been David Farber. David Farber is the owner of the Farber Law Firm, and he has been there for me from the beginning of my career until now. And I would love for him to be able to help you as well. So make sure you call him at this number here and visit his website so you can learn more about the amazing David Farber of the Farber Law Firm.
So you can see here, if you bring the camera over here, oh, I'm surprised we didn't see it in other places. But this little tape, this is just a little testing that we're doing here. And we'll have another one up there because obviously, this could be when they do the test and they do the samples, this could be foot traffic, right? So, we don't want the insurance company to say that. But we'll do another sample upstairs to see what kind of carcinogens. And if it's anything related to smoke, it has to go. Or a deep, deep, deep cleaning, depending on what the protocol says. I'm not the cleaning expert. Like they took everything out. I wasn't here for all of this. We got brought on after they took everything out. They hired a moving company to store everything. But look, it's a loft. It's a loft. So what do you think's gonna happen here? That black smoke, it's all up in here. It's in these walls, it's in these floors. So what's that?
You can smell it.
You can smell it. Anton's here, he can smell it, you know? So, and I cannot stress enough the importance of putting it back to the way it was before. And we need to make sure that we cover all angles. That's why we're running all these tests. That's why I gave a huge shout out to Chris Corville, because it's going to cost your client money to get an environmental test like that, like what he does. But honestly, it's going to increase the value of your claim tremendously so that you can do everything. I wouldn't call these insureds elderly, but actually they're in pretty good shape. But if anybody has any kind of respiratory issues, or you have a baby living in a house like this, it could potentially cause some concern, especially with the carpet. So that's it, guys. That's what we got here. It's another fire loss. What I liked about this one, it's a little bit different than what we had in the last one. The last one was pretty destructive. It really affected the entire upstairs, and we're gonna figure out what we do with the downstairs on that one. With this one, you walk in here, and at first glance, you're like, okay, it's not that bad. But then you look up at the ceilings and you see all the damage. Then you walk upstairs and you could smell the smoke still very heavily. I wish we had smell-o-vision, but it stinks up here. And I was really able to educate you guys, honestly, on the importance of hiring like a hygienist to really get samples of really what's going on here. And quite frankly, right now, it's just sort of like clean floor, paint walls, probably replacing these carpets, to be honest. But once I get the evidence back, if it does come back that this stuff needs to be replaced, then we change our estimate, we present it to the insurance company. So I thought it was important to obviously give a shout out to my good friend Chris Corville at IEC, but also to really let you guys know, as public adjusters or as a homeowner, making sure that you've got the proper people. To be honest, as a homeowner, hire a public adjuster, because we know the steps that need to be done to make sure you get the proper experts out here to really get your home back up together again. Because I will tell you, it's a loft up here. Chances are there was smoke all up in here. We will be getting a statement from the insured as well, just to confirm all that stuff. But yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to be a total gut job. I'm sure we could salvage the walls, but we're going to have to remove and replace a lot of stuff. And then for sure, a lot of machines in here to really clean everything out. The ductwork, oh, I forgot to mention before I close out, all that smoke got in the ducts. That's going to have to get replaced too, because if it doesn't, the smoke smell will be here forever. So that's what we got, guys. Fire again here up in the Kissimmee area. And that's it. If you guys have any questions, leave a comment below. If you have any claims that you want to for us at Elite Resolutions to go ahead and review, comment below. Shoot me a message on Instagram, wherever you can. Forgot to tell you to like and subscribe. If you're a public adjuster and you're looking for a home, if you're ready to sell and find claims, come on, shoot me a message. We'll be glad to take you on board as a public adjuster at Elite Resolutions. And that's it, guys. Go on the website, eliteresolutions.com, commercialclaimsadvocate.com. Good luck out there. See you later. Peace out.